For mental health, this is what our new challenge we have to do this. If you go to Gaza, if you meet any person, say 15, 16 years old, or the teenagers, they have had experience at least 4 wars in their life. And they quite clearly remember all of them. And so the mental health and psychosocial support is extremely important. And what we are planning to do is to empower health center staff in Gaza, West Bank, and all the other fields with mental health and psychological care capacity, training them to how to address the care for the traumatized kids, psychosocial support, and mental health.
Can we just talk about a typical family? I don't know if you can say there is a typical family, but could you just explain what the needs of mum, dad, and the children might be in somewhere like Gaza?
Yeah,
what what might a typical day for them involve if they needed to go to the doctor?
Yes, let me share the real example of what I'm meeting them very regularly. It's a war-affected area in Beit Hanun, which is northern part of Gaza. If you go to their house, it's half destroyed. War is gone. Only the pillars are there, and they still continue to live there because there's no other place to go. And there's a kid who is 15, 16 years old who had experienced 4 wars in the last 5 years. So for them, that it's important to continue the education, but also continue to seek the support for the psychosocial care from the health centers. That's a part. And her father has diabetes. And so that he also have to go to health centers, get the care for the medicines and the insulin injection. Many people perceive that diabetes, hypertension, or say you are eating too much. If you eat too much, you become diabetes. But actually, if you are poor, you become diabetes. So if you are poor, what you're going to eat is the cheap food. And what is the cheap food is subsidized food, which is usually bread. And so that if you are poor, you're going to eat bread, bread, bread. If you eat the same food continuously, you become obese. And if you become obese, you may develop diabetes. And that's the things happening in Gaza.
So can you see this situation turning around? I know that NCDs, non-communicable diseases, such as diabetes, cardiovascular, heart disease, and other non-communicable diseases account for more than 70% of deaths in UNRWA's population of 5 million registered Palestinian refugees in your 5 fields of operation. So can you see that turning around?
Let me share the experience. We did a campaign for diabetes, and what we did is a cooking class, which is tell the diet, what kind of diet you need to eat, and with the locally available food. And the other one is the exercise. So that what we did is we gather these 50 patients with diabetes twice or 3 times a week, and every day we provide 1 hour either cooking session or exercise session, and they came. And they really love it. It was extremely huge, popular. And they like it. Say that in case of Gaza, the group of madam took me to the gym, which we contracted, and took me there to the gym and showed me that how they are happy with this. They say like the gym was upstairs, and the madam said that now I don't have any shortness of breath going up. And the cooking session was also very popular. So what I want to say is that the people's perception is changing. What is missing was that the opportunity for them to do. First, they do not have proper knowledge. The second, exercise. There are very few places to exercise. If you come to the Middle East or part of the world I work from, there's very no place to walk, no place to run, and no place to do any exercise. So if we provide exercise, they are very, very happy. There are many people who lost 10, 20 kilos in 6 months. So that's a very good plan.
And how do you transfer those same demands to the refugee camps, Lebanon and Jordan, which are absorbing the bulk of the refugees coming your way from Syria? Presumably the needs are different.
Yeah, sure. Their first need is survival. So our aim is to provide, for example, it's not only health. In UNRWA provide cash assistance for those who are poor, and then subsidies for shelter. Because without cash and without living place, there's no sense to providing good health services. So that's first thing first. After that, all the refugees who come from Syria to Lebanon and Jordan have an ID of the refugees, so they can use our health centers. So they can come to a health center, we can provide the care needed, including diabetes and hypertension. This is what we are doing there.
How is it looking for you for the remainder of 2015 and going ahead to 2016? What are the main challenges that you're and objectives that you've set yourselves?
The first and foremost main challenge is finances or funds. We are having 30,000 staff. We have 700 schools or 20,000 teachers. And we have 137 health centers with 3,000 staff. Health-wise, that we are introducing the family medicine. Our idea is plan is to expand the family medicine to the entire health centers, excluding Syria, because we couldn't start in Syria because of the war. But the rest of the Gaza, West Bank, Jordan, and Lebanon, we want to cover 100%. And the Syria, we want to start a family medicine in Syria.